Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Welcome to Horror Night Oasis, a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Ian. Ian, are you there?
I hope so.
All right. First and foremost, congratulations. A big thing happened since the last time, and we might as well get this out of the way. This is going to be your last show for this week, or for this month, for the Monsters Day Marathon. So next week will be a solo week for myself, and then you'll be back a week later, and with a lot of interesting stories, hopefully, because you'll be going.
I hope so.
To tell everyone where you're going and what you're going to be doing.
Well, I'm going to New Orleans. I'm going to, go on a ghost, vampire, pirate, voodoo, I think that's it, tour. It's through a lady called the Bone Lady, and she gets her name for a reason. honestly, if you look at her picture, she is literally like if you picture a voodoo woman, she is literally that image in your head. It's pretty neat. And then we're going on the cemetery. Oh, God. I know her name. I just totally forgot the voodoo priestess that was famous, that was featured in Coven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be seeing her grave. So it's going to be interesting. And hopefully, I get to see some spooky stuff, because I know there's a lot of that in New Orleans. And I'm excited. Because
no,
I'm going to
be
spending
be
almost a whole week.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff to take in, a lot of sights, and a lot of information to take in. You'll be coming back refreshed with all kinds of stories, and I'm looking forward to it. And, kick off June with a bang with all your stuff and everything else. But this week, as mentioned on last week's show, I was in the mood for, let's do Bigfoot movies, right? And picked out a few movies, and we're going to be discussing them. One that's going to be a fucking trip, I'll tell you that much. I think we have our work set out for us on that one. I think I would say we would start off with that one, because we'd probably be talking about it a lot. But let's get the one out of the way, the good one out of the way, because we might, there's really not much to talk about with that one. And the first film we're talking about is Big Legend. And Big Legend, it came out around the same time that another one, Bigfoot movie, came out called Primal Rage. And I saw Primal Rage, I think sometime last year or earlier this year. I don't exactly remember. The timing just goes out over my head sometimes. But I remember Primal Ridge and Big Legend came out around the same time, and I watched Primal Ridge instead of Big Legend because, you know, people were saying, oh, it's really good. It has some good gore effects and everything. And it does have some good gore effects, Primal Ridge does. But it just falls into the mediocrity because it's basically Predator but with a Bigfoot instead. And it's just like, ugh, it that last half of Primal Rage was not very good. And so I wanted to, you know, like, okay, I already watched Primal Rage. Let's do Big Legends just to counter, you know, so I can get both of them out of the way, right, so I can watch them. So Big Legend, our first movie, is about Trevor and his girlfriend, I think it was Natalie. Wasn't it Natalie, Ian?
God, I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I think it was Natalie. It started with an N. But they decide to go camping in the wilderness, the forest, the woods, and they're, you know, and he has an engagement ring, and he goes out there, and he's, you know, she's like a photographer, and she's taking all these pictures, and they're setting up camp and the tents and having, you know, relationship stuff, and she's taking a picture of this waterfall, this, you know. And he shows her the ring. You know, she says, oh, this couldn't get any better. And then he puts the engagement ring out in front of her, and she accepts. And so soon they're in the tent, and they start hearing things. And, Trevor goes out to look for, you know, because he has, like, little traps, you know, little bells on strings. So if anything comes around, you know, normal stuff. So he goes out there, and then he hears a scream, and then Natalie gets dragged away in the tent by something, and you don't see any more Natalie. And we go to a year or 12 months later. I think it was like a couple months later, but I'm pretty sure it was a year. And Trevor has been in a psychiatric hospital, and he is getting released because he has agreed that, you know, what happened was not what he think happened, you know, just anything to get released in a sense, because in the back of his mind, he knows something was up and it wasn't a bear. So he gets released on, you know, in a sense, good behavior, like, you know, reconciling, like, okay, it wasn't anything crazy. It was a bear attack, blah, blah, blah. But he knows, you know, even his mother, played by Adrienne Barbeau, like, I know you. I know there's something out there. I know there's something inside of you that you're going to go and seek answers. And so that's what he does. So Trevor goes back out to the scene of the crime to hunt because he looks in the old box, Natalie's box, or all the camping stuff upstairs in the attic, and he sees on the camera that one of the photos taken has a image of something on there, and that just helps further his reasoning to go back to the woods where everything happened. And so he goes to track down whatever it is, and he comes across Eli. And you don't – that's the one thing here, though. You, like, you don't even know his name. His name is not mentioned at all, Eli. And so it's, you know, they say chief back and forth constantly. Okay, chief. All right, chief. So you don't even know Eli's real name for the longest time. I was like, okay, it's just chief. But no, it's Eli after the credits roll. And so it's just, you know, Eli and Trevor braving the wilderness and hunting for something that is not happy that it's in his territory. And honestly, this was not too bad of a movie. Now, the one thing, and this is one thing probably me and Ian both agreed on, is it had some pacing issues. It has it's a very slow-moving film. Not in a bad way. It's just like there's, as Ian put it, there's like not enough Bigfoot. And, you know, that's expected sometimes. You don't want to give a creature too much away. But we'll tell that here in a second with the next film. But, like, I like the look of this Bigfoot. It's like, you know, it blends in with, like, it looks like a tree or something because of the way it's, like, you know, it's, like, sort of mountainous in a sense. And it does, you know, look like shrubbery, and, you know, just like what it looks like. And it's a really cool and interesting-looking Bigfoot, one of the better ones that I've seen.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a good, you know, the story, it's all right. It's normal, you know, people going out searching for a Bigfoot, hoping to find answers. And this one's sort of a tale of revenge in a sense, because he wants to get, you know, like you killed, you know, he wants answers too. And
yeah.
So it's like him and Eli just going through the forest, going through, you know, there's these signs up everywhere that saying do not enter. It's like Xylon is the company. So you don't really know that much about Xylon at all, but there's just some company that's like, do not enter this part of the forest. It's restricted, which comes into play at the very end of the movie. But nonetheless, it's decent. It has some good effects. Like I said, the Bigfoot looks good. And it's just, you know, it's more character-driven with Trevor, a little bit of Eli. There are some choices that kind of don't make sense with Eli a little bit later on in the movie. Like, why'd you do that? It just happens out of nowhere, just, I guess, to progress the story. I have no idea. But nonetheless, it's decent. I mean, it's straightforward to the point. You know, it's not one of those, it takes itself seriously. And then again, it's, a lot of people's like, oh, it's too serious. It's dull because it's serious. It's not have fun or anything, but we'll get into that with our next feature. And so I appreciate this one being serious enough, because it was what it was. Nothing, you know, it's not amazing, but for what it was decent, and it's a decent watch, and I enjoyed it. You know, it is a little slow, it has some pacing issues, but you know, nothing too crazy, and it was a perfect runtime, and it was like to the point. So Ian, I'll let you talk about Big Legend.
I actually really enjoyed it. I like that kind, you know, that's literally my kind of movie. Like that's what kind of movies I really like. I really enjoy. So, and I haven't seen a whole lot of Bigfoot movies, mostly because I watched one. Well, actually I watched probably like one or two, and I can't even remember what they were, but I just remember them being terrible. And I've always heard like people say, you know, Bigfoot movies are usually not very good.
Yeah.
But. So
there's some that can stand out. But not a lot of them do.
So, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm still new to a lot of the horror stuff still. I mean, we've been doing this for years. I mean, there's so many movies and genres out there. Like, so it's kind of hard to, when you're getting, if you haven't started when you were like a kid, you're going to be super far behind. But, you know, yes, it was slow. But, you know, I honestly, the acting wasn't that bad. And I was actually kind of impressed with it. You know, I mean, usually I was expecting something a lot worse. So maybe it was just my low expectations. But, you know, I liked it. I liked the twist at the end and how it kind of sets up for maybe a sequel. And I don't know if they will or not, but I thought it was pretty decent. And definitely, you know, one of the better films this week.
Mm-hmm.
But
No, as you said, it does look, it looks good too, compared to, I mean, it is, I would assume it is low budget. I mean, compared to this, to the next one, I mean, it looks 10 times better. It looks like this could be played in the theater, you know?
Oh no, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, if they had a little bit of a bigger budget, honestly, I think this could have gone to theater. Like, and you know, I don't know. Has there ever been a Bigfoot movie, like a horror movie, Bigfoot?
Probably in the 70s with like Boggy Creek and stuff like that. Because I've seen the Boggy Creek movies, and then maybe, you know, like Shriek of the Mutilated and all kinds of those. From like the, you know, late 80s, you know, like there's probably a lot. I mean, honestly, the early days of Bigfoot movies, like the Legend of Bigfoot, The Curse of Bigfoot, Snow Beast, all the TV movies too, probably. But so there's a lot.
True.
Demon Warp probably could have been in theaters. I don't know if that was in theaters. It could have been limited. I don't know. Again, I wasn't born yet when half of those came out, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I was born in 89, so.
Yeah. But I'm sure there, you know, major, you know, like major stuff as of late. Not, I can't really think of anything, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, but I think it, you know, it could stand its own. But I just, you know, I honestly, it's been a while since I watched, you know, some good, like, wood, you know, creatures in the woods kind of movie. But, oh, my God, I kind of wanted a drink after our next movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, listen, people. Our next one's going to be fucking crazy. But, yeah, like you said, it was a fun. I enjoyed it. I mean, I liked it a little bit more than Primal Rage because, again, that one just fell into mediocrity to me because it was just – like, the first half, I was all right with it. This is Primal Rage I'm talking about. I was like, I was all right with the first half. You know, the Bigfoot's, like, killing people and everything like that in bloody ways. And it was cool because, like, he looked awesome, too, the Bigfoot. Like, he had, like, mask.
Yep.
And he has, like, his own like, uniform, you know, his own outfit that he wore that he made. And he has, like, all these, you know, weapons that he created. And he's going on this, you know. But it just fell into mediocrity where it just turned into Predator before the Bigfoot. And this one, I like the story, even though it's not really original, because there's been numerous times where, you know, a creature doesn't have to be a Bigfoot. It could be some kind of like a werewolf or insert monster here where it kills a loved one or, you know, a wife or a husband, and the person goes back to the scene of the crime to kill it or get some kind of answer. So it's been done before. I've seen that numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the journey of Trevor and, you know, like, I guess get a little bit to know of Eli, and because Eli, what his story, he's like a trapper, and he, you know, it's woods is like there so he can trap and sell animals and whatever. It's just like a very, you know, just minor character details that whatever. And then, it was just Trevor trying to find out what happened to his wife. Well, his potential wife, I guess, because they weren't exactly married.
Fiance,
there we go.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was straightforward to the point. It got in and out in a decent amount of time, and it does leave off for a sequel, as Ian mentioned, where... Again, you'll probably go again because the end with the Bigfoot attacks, because we haven't talked about the Bigfoot attacks in the film. It was good because he's just like, he's like throwing, like, there's one scene, you know, when you first see him, he's attacking a car or the Jeep, that Trevor's Jeep, and he just like pounds the hood of the car and like throws rocks and tree branch, or just like uprooted a whole tree and threw it through the back car window. And like, it's just like him, you know, like you're in my territory, I'm pissed off, I'm coming to, you know, kill you, and you're trying to do the same to me. So it's just like two, you know, egos going at it, you know, for dominancy. And it was fun. And then like later on, you know, like the whole finale in a sense of what happens, I mean, that was pretty good. So it was like, it was fun. I mean, it was like, what was that other? There was like another one. There's another sort of, I think it was just called Snow. It wasn't Snow Beast. Yeti. It was a Sci-Fi Channel movie, and it has like that same feel to it in a sense. But, you know, like these use fire and everything, and like instead of like an airplane, like in the car, but they use like an airplane. It's been a few years since I've seen Yeti, but it just like reminded me of Yeti. So, yeah, I mean, it's a decent movie. I do recommend it. I mean, like I said, it's a little slow on pacing, and it could use a little bit more Bigfoot, but I think for what it was, it didn't really need to show that much Bigfoot. I mean, you got pretty much what you wanted. I mean, the Bigfoot does look awesome. It is a towering, you know. You know, if you've seen, like, well, you've seen the poster for Big Legend, you'll see what it looks like. It also kind of reminded me of the creature from Black Lake, the way that poster is. Again, that's another, I think, like, early 80s Sasquatch. I mean, there's so many I mean, Trog is a better movie than the next movie we're going to be talking about. But there's just so many. But yeah, I mean, I do suggest this one. Just it's more story driven, but it's decent. It's fun. You know, I just want a story. It has some good effects. The Bigfoot's awesome, and yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say it's also available on Amazon Prime for free. So if you, you know, have Prime and you're, you know, like, meh, I want to watch something, definitely check that out. It's, you know, it's worth the, it, you know, free. So, yeah.
All right, so that's going to do it with Big Legend, because I think we're going to be spending the rest of the show talking, oh, God, I don't know what we're going to do. Cherokee Creek is our next film. And, Ian, I started this one last night. This is funny, because I think you were watching Big Legend or something, or you.
I was.
And and I was like, I messaged you like, Ian, it's 2 hours long, and you said Jesus, and I was like, yeah, that's right. And
that's
God,
long
this movie,
for. Just like that's long for an action movie. Like,
mm-hmm.
Good God.
I mean, two-hour horror movies work. I mean, look at, you know, It, and there's like the...
Oh, exactly.
There's movies that can work with a long runtime. I mean, The Wailing is like 2 hours and a half, and that's a great, great movie. If you haven't seen The Wailing, Ian, it's I don't know if it's Chinese or Japanese or Thai or Korean. Great movie. And then like Train to Busan, I think that's like 2 hours and something.
Yeah.
So there's like movies at work with a long runtime. And this is one of those movies where they didn't know what they're doing. I mean, I think they were trying to do their best, but I mean, they're even like the beginning and the end of the movie. I hope that's on your end too, where they came on with the ski masks and telling everyone about piracy and buying the movie and telling everybody it's a good movie and stuff, and they worked hard. I appreciate them.
No, I didn't get that, actually.
Well, I don't know what version that's on, but I got, like, they're in ski masks.
I paid
and they're
for mine.
Yeah. So I guess, I don't know. I guess it's not on the paid version, so I have no idea.
Yeah,
maybe it'd be on the DVD release.
Yeah.
But, like, they had ski masks, and they're, like, telling everyone to... If you're a pirate, you know, if you're pirating it, you know, you're part of, you know, like you're an asshole, and then like, or maybe you can just like pirate it and then you go buy the movie. So they're like telling people like, don't do this, don't do that. And like, they're telling everyone it's a good movie, you know, cause they worked hard on it. I can appreciate them because I think it said they took it 3 years. Again, this is on my end. It took them 3 years to make the film. And like, I have to give anyone props for making a movie. But this is one of those movies where they put way too much time into the script, and like they needed to edit this down. I mean, this could have. There's just scenes and dialogue that just did not need
wasn't
to go
necessary.
In there.
No.
Yeah.
Let me get
the story, and then we'll get into the dislikes. So Cherokee Creek is about Jinx, Vinny, and Chad. And it's not really a spoiler. It happens at the beginning, but they kidnap Pat, and they're in their ski mask. They're in a van, and they kidnap him. Like they're gonna kill him. But they bring him out to the woods, and it's his bachelor party, right? And so they're all having fun. Jinx and all of them's gonna bring strippers. Gonna drink beer, all kinds of stuff. Chad's like this atheist. It's Chad. Chad's not the one I'm talking about. Garrett is the other one. He's the driver, and he wants to jack off constantly. Garrett is. And then basically Jinx and Vinny, they work in the movies. And Jinx is like the producer, and Vinny's the actor, and he's like this big star. He plays Vinny Blades, and he's like this heartthrob, you know, sex icon in a sense for all the women. And he has like the, you know, like those baby blue eyes and, you know, like, puppy dog eyes in a sense for, you know, just melt women and panties just drop. And like, there's there's like one moment in this movie where I got a chuckle, and that was the whole where Chad is wanting an autograph and a picture, and Vinny's like, yeah, it's gonna be $40, 20 for the autograph, 20 for the picture, and then he takes like the DVD and he just makes a line across the DVD cover, and he says that looks like a line. I'm like, no, that's Vinny Blades. And I kind of got a chuckle out of that whole situation because, again, as someone who's been to a bunch of conventions and seen some autographs, especially if you've seen Bruce Campbell's autograph, it's just a squiggle. So I kind of got a good chuckle out of that because it's sort of a – I would assume it's a play on horror celebrities in a sense, or, you know, like, you know, just celebrities in general when you're asking for money and it's just like a squiggle. And that's like the only laugh I got out of the whole fucking movie. But anyway, they go out to the bachelor party, and it's Cherokee Creek is the place where they're at, and there's been, like, rumblings and, like, legends about, like, there's a Bigfoot in the area, and you don't need to, you shouldn't piss, you shouldn't shit, and you shouldn't jack off or put your jizz anywhere, or else it's going to become territorial and come and kill you, and that's technically what it does, like, the last 45 minutes of the movie, of a two-hour movie. So a lot of stuff happens in this movie. Not very good, but a lot of stuff happens because it's two fucking hours. They get there, and then, like, Pat, you know, it's Pat's bachelor party. They get drunk. Chad does his whole spiel, and then, like, Pat passes out into the tent, and, like, there's Brick and the strippers, who's the bodyguard of the strippers, and, like, all right, $600, don't touch, don't do this. And then later on, like, they fuck them anyway. It's just, there's a lot
exactly.
of shit.
Exactly. It's like.
So, and then there's the whole thing with, like, Vinny and, like, oh, God, there's just so much. Let's, all right, I'm getting into, like, the story aspects. All right, this, like I said, the main problem with this movie, it's too damn long. It's 2 hours, which could have been like an hour 40, right? Or an hour 35, whatever. It could have, there's like at least 15 minutes that could have been chopped off this fucking movie, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
And the dialogue is just some of the most horrendous, you know, because they're going for humor. They're trying to go for like gag, tongue-in-cheek humor, a lot of poop jokes, a lot of, you know, cock and ball jokes, and there's even a dick in the movie, and that's the director himself. The director is Jinx in the movie, and he showed us his dick, if you didn't know that, Ian. So you got cock and balls. Yeah, you got cock and balls, you got boobs, you got everything. It's trying to be, you know, this, you know, slapstick sort of, you know, gross-ish humor, you know, tongue-in-cheek thing, but the humor just did not work, in my opinion. For me, it didn't work.
It didn't work for me either.
Yeah, I mean, there's tongue-in-cheek that works. I mean, it just, this is not it. This is one of those where it's just like, this is an ongoing joke, and you're just like, it's that friend of the party, it's like, he has that one joke, and he just tries to add on more to it, and it just does not work, and you keep telling him to quit, and he keeps going and going and going until you just fucking get pissed off at him, and, you know, somehow he manages to make it to, you know, like a stand-up special or something. I have no idea. And you're just wondering, like, how the fuck did that happen? And this is the problem with, like, Cherokee Creek is, like I know what they're trying to go for. I know what they're trying to do. It just did not work. Like I said, the dialogue is just dumb. And I know that's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to do all this stuff, all this potty humor, all this shit in this movie. And they needed to edit it and just edit it all out and just make it a good runtime, an hour and 40, hour and 35, whatever. I know it's normal runtime. But there's, like, scenes and, like, dialogue that just leads off to nowhere. And it's just, like, some of the most inane dialogue, and just like, oh, I'm gonna fuck her. There's like, just like nothing but sex humor and, you know, just like scenes like that. And it just, there's just like, okay, I get it. It's a joke. I know it's ongoing. and it just does not, it did not work. And it just, I just hated, this movie felt like a chore, and I was just sitting there, and it was one of those where it got towards the end, and it was so hard to get through. This is, I was just like, oh my God, this was like a job watching this movie.
Yeah,
I was like,
really,
oh my
was.
God.
Like, I started cleaning my house.
Yeah.
While I was watching it. And I was like,
and
honestly, no matter what I did, you know, like, I mean, I was, you know, paying attention off and on, but it just, there was just so much of like nothing really happening that it, you can just like pick it up halfway through it and just get the gist of what's going on. Like the strippers, I thought that scene went on way too long, like on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and I guess we should get into the Bigfoot. And the Bigfoot, it's an okay Bigfoot. It's not the great looking Bigfoot. I mean, it's supposed to be, you know, big hurly beast, right? It looks okay. I mean, compared to Big Legend, it's definitely more along the camp factor. But the one thing that this one has is more over the top gore in a sense, because there is, again, the sex scenes that happen in the movie. There's like, you know, a blowjob that's happening, and then Bigfoot comes along, and the one stripper, you know, of course, the stripper is given the Jinx a blowjob, and she gets her head ripped off with his cock in his mouth, and his, you know, goes flying, and there's blood everywhere. And so there's like, again, sexual gore shocks and gags. And then, like, the one gets her tits ripped off. You know, again, nothing is ever going to top. You know, I mean, they're trying. It was, like, to top the penis rip in Night of the Demon. That's, like, the epitome of Bigfoot movies is Night of the Demon. And that one has Bigfoot rape in it. So it's one of the better fucking Bigfoot movies, as bad as it is. But it's so endearing. It's so fun. But anyway, it's just like, again, like they're trying to go back to do all this, you know, throwback stuff with the gore and the gags and the humor. And it just, you know, like, okay, I give you props for some of the gore. It looked all right. And then, like, again, they get the gore and, like, they do the – it just – it lingers on stuff for so long. Like, why do you have a penis in your hand? You know, it just keeps on going and going and going. Like, everyone comes around, like, oh, why do you have a penis in your hand? Why is there a decapitated hand? Why is there this? Why is there that? And it's just, like, they linger on the joke for far too long, and it just – it becomes unfunny. And that's the whole fucking movie is, like, it's just one big unfunny joke. But
yeah.
Ian, I'm gonna let you go a little bit because I know we're going back and forth on this one, but I want you go ahead a little bit and state your piece on the film.
Oh God, it was pretty bad. Like, you know, like I said earlier, you know, there's just scenes that like took on forever, and I watched this, you know, at 3 o'clock, and I had to be at work at 5:30, so, you know. I was trying to get up and get ready, you know, needed to. And I was just, like, sitting here just watching this, and I was like, it felt like it was going on longer than what it was. And I kept freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God, is it time for me to go to work? But I was like, I don't know. There's just so much that I can tear into this, you know, other than just, you know, the pacing. but... Yeah, definitely agree. The jokes just kept going on and on and on. I was like, yes, I get it. There's dicks and there's tits. Thank you. Like, even in the beginning, it was just...
And you
want
to have sex,
like,
with the strippers. Everyone wants to jack off. Everyone wants to do that. Like, I get it.
Yeah,
no,
like,
no touching
the
strippers.
The
yeah.
Yeah, and in the beginning, like, the... One of the I can't even remember anyone's name in that. The dude that was driving the van was watching porn.
Garrett.
I was like, really?
Like, he really wanted to jack off, and then he's like jacking off to his, I think Jinx was like his uncle or something like that. So he's jacking off to his uncle getting a blowjob.
It was just, oh God. And then, like,
before she even got a blowjob, like he got that blowjob, is, why are your nipples so small? Why is your pubic hair like this? I don't know. And I was like, what the fuck? My wife actually walked in, like, during the strip scene, and when he took his clothes off, she was like, oh. Well, kudos to them for showing full frontal nudity on a guy, because usually you don't see that much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, and what, you know, she's not an avid watcher, so there's not a whole lot of, but, you know, I was like, yeah, that's true. I was like, I guess that's something, but she was just like looking at this, like, okay, I'm just going upstairs to go vacuum. Like, she just was like, yep, I'm just going to go clean while you're doing, watching this shit.
Yeah.
And it's funny because she'll catch moments like that and just like, oh, out of all the parts in the movie you can walk in on, you walk in on that one. But
yeah.
Anyway, you know, but this movie was just all over the place. And honestly, like, nothing really happens. Like you said,
no.
You know, nothing really happens to the last, like, 20, 30 minutes of the movie. And even then, it was just like a Bigfoot hand or, a Bigfoot crushed someone to death by hugging them.
Yeah.
Thought that was, I actually chuckled at that. I was like, heh. But,
yeah.
You know, there wasn't much Bigfoot killing until, like, the end. And I was just kind of, like, disappointed because I was like, I don't really care that, you know, they're eating pot brownies and getting strippers. And then, like, the guy's fiance was at the strip club, at a male strip club, and getting mad, and I was like, okay, I got that. And I was like, okay, stop calling calling his cell phone. It is really irritating to me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much all the characters were irritating, and you wanted them to die because there was none I really cared for. I mean, as soon as one came on there, and, it's not because of it might have been because of some of the dialogue, too, but I'm just saying, you know, like, character-wise, every single one of them was a fucking asshole. And it's just like a prick or something, and you just wanted him to die. You know, everyone was calling him pussy whipped.
Characters.
Like, oh, he's pussy whipped. He's this, he's that. And then, like,
and
the other ones, they just went.
Yeah, it just kept going on and on with that. And I was like, okay, I got it. He's pussy whipped.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
It was one big, long, ongoing joke that was just 2 hours straight. And it was not a pleasant viewing experience, and I will never watch this again.
I would watch Beaster Day over this movie, honestly.
At least Beaster Day, I mean, that's terrible to say. Beaster Day has been so much better compared to other shit that we've watched, even though that one was a piece of shit. But Jesus, at least it's kind of new, and it had fun. You know, it had tits and it had, like, unnecessary stuff in it as well, but at least that one was just, it had like a weird charm to it, and this one there's nothing. This is just one big fucking poop joke with wiping your sock.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Yeah, literally.
I got pee on my hands. I don't have sanitizer. I'm just like, oh God.
Yeah, they're just like, again, everything was like a fucking, I know that's what they're aiming for. They're trying to, because again, in the fucking very end on my watch, they're in ski mask, you know, the robber mask, and they're like saying they took a lot of heart and they made it the way there was, like, no people telling them what to do, so they made it the way they wanted to. And that is, they needed to be told, you needed to trim some of that down. You know, there's just dialogue that went on nowhere, and it was just like, pointless stuff and just like things that was like didn't need to be there, and like you could have still got away with, like, again, a lot of the stuff that you wanted to do, but I didn't need to see, you know, the guy shitting in the woods and then using a sock to clean it, you know, and then like saying, oh, there's still more, you know, I didn't need to see that. That's pointless, you know, and like there's just like a bunch of pointless shit. And, you know, not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it needs to be there for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, there's been other movies where people go take – look at Jurassic Park. The dude had to go take a shit in that porta potty, and he got fucking eat by a T-Rex, and it makes fucking sense. It's one of the best scenes in that fucking movie. So it has a point.
Exactly. And that's what's like, you know, what we said, you know, to keep saying, you know, it was just so many pointless scenes. Like, I mean, first off, why would two strippers, you know, walk out into the middle of the woods for no reason? Like, other than that, I was like, that just seems shady as hell. I was just sitting here thinking, I was like...
And then that and the whole monologue between, like, Vinny giving them, like, an STD in pregnancy, because, like, he's been going around, like, okay, you want to have sex with him, he's going to give you STD, I'm trying to save your life, like, you're going to be here, you're going to have a baby. And then there's the whole fucking sex scene with Vinny and the stripper, and he doesn't pull out, and there's just, like, a lot of shit that's just, like, ongoing, and it's just, it got to the point, it's grating. Like I said before, it's grating. And it was just a rough watch. But I didn't mean to cut you off there. You know, it was just another scene that popped in my head.
Oh, no, you're fine. But, yeah, you know, that scene, the whole movie just... I felt... You know what? It kind of reminded me of an old movie that I actually reviewed, I think, on the earlier days. The horrors of Spider Island, where, like, all this just random, sexy kind of scenes going on, like, scandalous scenes, and then just toward the end, you kind of see a monster every once in a while, but it wasn't even the main focus of the film until, like, toward the end. And I was like, this just reminds me of that. I was like, because... Other than that, it could have, if they just took the Bigfoot out of it, it could have probably just been a really, really terrible,
raunchy comedy
version of the, yeah, and like, or the, oh God, The Hangover is what I'm trying to think of. It could have just been a really terrible version of Hangover. And honestly, that's literally just what it felt like.
Yeah.
Like they were just trying to be The Hangover with and I didn't even like that movie. I hated those movies, actually. And this was worse than that. So, like, oh, God. I just, yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, there's just a lot to pick apart with this movie. And, again, some people might enjoy that type of horror with, you know, comedy with their horror. But I just felt, to me, again, it takes a lot for me to laugh at, like, poop humor. You know, like, it works sometimes. Yeah. But, you know, like, The Taint is, like, one of my favorite, you know, watches. And it works perfectly with, like, all that stuff. And then, like, Brain Dead. Dead Alive has some good poop humor in it.
Oh,
Bad
Taste.
And, Peter Jackson. Just
that,
like
that one movie we watched where they had explosive diarrhea at the end.
Adult babies.
Yeah.
Like that worked perfect.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah. So it takes a lot, and to come out and say, you know, I had more enjoyment out of the fucking first 5 minutes of John Wick 3 than I did with any of this fucking movie, and like, and it's just like, even John Wick 3 is a fucking badass film, but yeah, I mean, just like with. I should go. I wish we weren't doing monster stuff, you know, because I should have started off with a good rant about Hollywood, and maybe I'll save that for next week. But anyway, I'm going off our tangent here. But it's just the whole fact of like the first couple minutes of John Wick 3, you get to see a knife, a ninja star going into a dude's eye right up close. Because I don't know if you've seen John Wick 3, you see it up close.
I mean,
on all the horror movies. Yeah, but on all the horror movies. They have to edit that shit out, right? But in John Wick 3, you get up close and personal, seeing something going through. I guess self-inflicting is more easier to deal with than being inflicted yourself. It's so fucking weird, the MPAA. But anyway, going off a tangent, Ian, I hope you enjoy your trip next week. And I'll hold the show down until you get back and come back in June with Ma. I think we'll be reviewing Ma that week when you come back. And so next week is Brightburn and another monster movie to close out this Monster's Day marathon. So, Ian, it's been a great month. We've had some good conversations. So enjoy your week off, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.